So I started doing it, and she was like, no, you don't have to do this. For first, just try to say what the dialogues are in a way that they are saying. And then, so just match the timing. So tomorrow, even if, let's say, you're dubbing for anything, it's not that you the clients are always looking for a mimicry artist. So, for example, if you're tomorrow trying to dub for Allu Arjun, you're not going to dub for him. You're going to dub for like a Hindi version of it. So you just try to match the timings. When his lips are moving, the dialogue should come in, right? So don't try to mimic Allu Arjun. Just try to say, for example, if he's saying, my name is Pushpa. So when he says, my name is Pushpa, your voice should match with his length. My name is Pushpa, the timing. Or you can't go like, my name is Pushpa. By that time, his lips are shut. So there, then I got this feeling that, okay, this is not about mimicking. It's all about timing, right? So that was another good learning that I got from there. And then when I started reading the storybooks and everything, when they started doing it, so over there, then again, they told me that now when it's in storybook, try different voices. So a mouse voice will always be squeaky, but the elephant has to be humongous, right? So try to increase a diaphragm and more like it's, I am elephant. And when it's mouse, I'm a mouse, right? So try to get into the character, understand what the feeling is, and then try to say it. Otherwise, whatever is going on in the story and your voice, if doesn't